Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Ball skipped into Looney. Looney handoff, Buddy Hield. Takes a three, top shot, good. Buddy Hield, another solid night against San Antonio. Buddy, first of all, let's talk about how much did you guys need, you know, not just a win, but a performance like this to get back to that level?
It was great for us. You know, we could just stay together, keep growing, keep building. We got 9 more games left, and you got to take it one game at a time.
You know, you're an outstanding three-point shooter, so I'm going to ask you about two guys tonight. First of all, Brandon Pajemski, career-high 7 threes.
Thank God. He's the lid get off, and he's been struggling lately with his shot, but I think he might it tonight.
Have you been working with Kevon Looney on his three?
No, we hype him up. We got him on the sideline here. I think he did good.
That's his first career three.
Oh, nice.
How cool is that?
Great.
So, you know, with the win today and the Clippers loss, you guys get that game lead back on number 6. Are you guys talking about that at all, or are you just trying to focus on the task at hand?
Oh, we are talking about that. And, we're not even trying to get 6. We're just trying to get above 6 if we can. You know, we got to take it one game at a time, keep working, and we got a really tough and desperate Memphis team tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. When you looked at tonight's game, you know, when you come into, you've played so well against San Antonio. I don't know if you noticed, but you've scored over 10 points in like your last like 13 games against the Spurs. You know, do players have certain teams that they just simply play well against?
No, I just, you know, come on in and just feel myself out and try to get my team win.
And I know you've got some kids waiting for you there. Do you you always try to take care of them?
Oh, buddy, love the kids.
All right.
Love.
Thank you, buddy.
All right.
Buddy Hield, our guest. 19 points for Buddy Hield tonight with 5 rebounds and 4 assists, helping the Warriors to a 148-106 victory. Back in San Antonio, Brandon Pajemski, 27 points in 27 minutes. The Warriors checked all the offensive boxes in a 148-106 rout of the Spurs. Gives the Warriors a 1-game lead over the L.A. Clippers in the Western Conference standings for the number 6 spot. And so not only do they get a win, they get a win where they can rest some guys in the second half. Steph Curry played 25 minutes, Pajemski 27, Draymond 21, 23 for Jimmy Butler, 24 for Moses Moody. So nobody taxed in this contest. Everybody who played scored. And so when you get a night like that, in the middle of a long road trip, you're going to take that every single time. And I thought the Warriors played well. I thought it was a really game that they needed. And I think that's something that could help them coming up in the next 3 games, because their confidence will be probably at the highest it's been in the last 2.5 and 3 weeks. Now, among the highlights tonight, season high 44-point first quarter. And then they added a 43-point third quarter in the game. As I mentioned, all 13 players scored, 6 of those in double figures. The Warriors made 21 threes, including the first of Kevon Looney's career in the fourth quarter. Made that from the left corner. And a career-high 7 from Brandon Pajemski. Season-high 47-point lead. Season-high 42 assists. Jimmy Butler had 8 of them. And it's a 27th 40-point victory in Warriors history. And for the Spurs, the 148 they gave up tonight, that's a Spurs opponent high. A 27 for Pajemski, 20 for Moses Moody. Good to see him get his stroke back a little bit. Had a great third quarter. And just balanced scoring the rest of the way. Buddy Hield, our postgame guest, had a 19. 19 off the bench for Keldon Johnson for the Spurs, who shot 47% and lost by 42. That shows you how dominant Golden State was tonight and how well they were playing. When the start of the game, Warriors were holding the Spurs down in the 20 percentile in terms of shooting. You know, you get that back-to-back at the end of a long road trip, and the Warriors, only the third time that's happened for the Warriors in about the last 12 years, when they've had a long road trip ending with a back-to-back that ends up on the home floor. So, again, this is going to be one of the toughest stretches of the season. And then you throw in Sunday against Houston, Tuesday in Phoenix. So this really, it's really a really tough part of the schedule for the Warriors. And if they come through that 5-game stretch, especially the 3 and 4 nights, and they're still in the number 6 spot, well, they have earned it. because those are three quality opponents that they're going to face, three teams that are above them in the Western Conference standings.